I think this last video is such a great preface to this next project by Glow Lab. Glow Lab is an artist-run production and publishing lab engaging in urban public space as the medium for contemporary art and technology projects. They track emerging approaches to psychogeography, the exploration of the physical and psychological landscape of cities. Their annual Conflux Festival exhibitions and events and their bi-monthly web-based magazine support a network of artists, researchers, and technologies around the world. The project that we're presenting today is created by Christina Ray with artistic collaborator Kurt Binghau and web developer Gilbert Guerrero. NoSo, which is a real-world platform for the temporary disengagement from social networks. The public was invited to participate in a citywide micro-intervention by participating in no events with no friends, and thus creating the desired no social networking connections. These no events, called NoSos, take place in designated cafes, parks, libraries, bookstores, and other public spaces. Participants whose identities remain unknown to one another agree to arrive at an assigned time and remain alone, quiet, and unconnected, while at the same time knowing that another friend is present in the space. Presenting NoSo is Gilbert Guerrero, who is a multimedia artist who lives and works in the San Francisco Bay Area. He is a self-employed interaction designer and web developer and joined Glow Lab to help them build NoSo. He devotes his time to the local arts community as the co-director of Artists Television Access, a nonprofit space in the San Francisco dedicated to exhibiting experimental video art and screens independent films. He received his BA in mathematics from UC Berkeley and can make leftovers look like a gourmet meal.
Hi, everyone. Give me a moment to bring up our presentation. We have a video that's on the site, and we're going to show that today, but I'll let you guys go ahead and get to the site and look at that yourselves. And what I wanted to do today was just show you a few of the screens from the website, just to give you a sense of how we kind of pulled off this anti-social networking website. So I met Christina Ray and Kurt Binghau through Southern Exposure. They found me, or contacted me, as soon as they found out that I'd quit my full-time job in advertising and was going out into the world to build websites for nonprofits and artists and for other people that I liked, right? So this was kind of a good fusion of art and the web and kind of the antithesis of web art at the same time. I chose WordPress to build the site on because it's an open source piece of software, and a lot of the code that I wrote could be contributed back to the community. Some of the technology stuff, plugins, were also heavily used on the site and customized and contributing those back to the community. And then this prototype JavaScript framework, just for the kind of tech heads out there. And TextMate and Coda were my kind of text editors of choice to write all the code. So this is the NoSo website. The video is right there, dead center. Basically, people can come to the site, register on the site. It's got some fun things like being able to tell you whether or not you can use your username as you're typing it in. And then after you register, you log in and can create a profile. And basically, this is a place where you can say nothing about yourself. And we're trying to take the web now, which has been turned into, no, I was actually just talking to someone last night about this. Way back in 94, I think Mondo 2000 was kind of promoting the web as this place to chat or the internet, really, with all the things going on there, to chat or meet people online, but not as yourself, as like, you know, a 13-year-old girl or a dog or some other kind of being, like aliens. But what we're seeing now is that people are using MySpace and Friendster to show their real-world connections, to reestablish themselves in the world. They're being very authentic, trying to establish an identity. In a way, what we're trying to do here is create a place where you don't have to create any connections and you don't have to say anything about yourself. You're explicitly saying nothing about yourself. So here you can edit your profile and let's see, change your image. Notice we didn't allow people to upload their own images. They could choose from a selected set of images and zoom and crop to kind of give them a personal style to them. Zoom on a head or foot or, you know, whatever they liked. And then they could create these things called no-so events. So if you see the link that started no-so there on the bottom, the events were places in the real world where you could disconnect or basically this is what we're trying to do is give people a time where they could not network. And it could last between 1 minute and 30 minutes. Basically, you're instructed to turn off your cell phone, just turn off your laptop, hold back from conversations with people. And these, there were selected locations, so you could kind of go to a space and not know whether or not a no-so was actually happening. If you saw someone close their computer suddenly, you might go on the site and find that a no-so was happening right at that moment. Or if you saw several people in a cafe just not on computers, maybe that's, you know, a case for a no-so. So after creating a no-so, each event has a location page with a Google map kind of thing, and you get an email that reminds you not to to connect and to maybe forward it to your friends. And there was a calendar on the site so other users could come to the site, click on your no-so, and then register to participate, basically. And you don't really know who's participating. As you can see, everyone's given a number on the site, and that's all you know about the person. And then after the no-so is over, we invited people to leave comments on their experience. And this is kind of a true comment, not really at this location, but I was at Southern Exposure. I sat down for 15 minutes. And when I got up after it was over, I'd actually forgotten to turn my cell phone back on. So I thought that was interesting. And that's the website. I'm here in San Francisco, so that's why I'm presenting this piece of work. And Christina Ray and Kurt are in New York. So thank you.